What did the rock say to the geologist?
I don't know.
What?
Don't take me for granted.
You're listening into the Children's Hour. This is 89.9 KUNM and KUNM.org. Live and local from the University of New Mexico.
Wake up your sleepy head, put on some clothes, shake up your bed. Put another log on the fire for me. I made some breakfast and coffee. Look out my window and what do I see? A crack in the sky and a hand reaching down to me. All the nightmares came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay. What are we coming to? No room for me, no fun for you. I think about the world to come, where the books were found by the golden ones. Written in pain, written in all, by the puzzled man who questioned what we came here for. All the strangers came today. Looks as though they're here to stay. As though they're here to stay.
Let All the Children Boogie is the name of that CD, and that is coming off of a pretty cool thing that it comes out of Austin Public Radio's Spare the Rock show. And Spare the Rock is, this guy who does it out of Austin, he does a lot of compilation CDs, and this one was the Honey Dogs and Chastity Brown. This is his latest compilation CD. Let All the Children Boogie is, of course, all David Bowie songs, including that one, Oh, You Pretty Things. Good morning. This is the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. Golly, what a great, great morning to be with all of you. Good morning to everyone in the studio.
Good morning.
Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I think we should do introductions, shall we? Let's just quick zip around. Everybody come up to a microphone and go. Start with you, Mags.
Hoi, I'm Maggie.
Hi, I'm Kaya.
Hi, I'm Julia.
Good morning, this is Leela.
Good morning, this is Mia.
Hey guys, I'm Elliot.
Good morning, it's Sienna.
Hello, I'm Haley.
Hola.
Hola.
I'm Stutz.
I'm Siobhan.
Hi, Siobhan.
Hi, I'm Gray.
Good morning. Hey, everyone. Well, what a week. And awesome to have you all. How's everybody doing this morning? So good. Don't you just love it? It's a Saturday. It's a beautiful Saturday.
It instantly makes your day good.
Instantly.
On Thursday, I was frog hopping a lot. Ooh. And now I'm really sore.
Frog hopping, like leapfrog?
Yeah, except I wasn't playing leapfrog.
Oh.
And now I'm really sore.
You know, I loved when I was in elementary, I was always the organizer, you know, and I would try to get people to line up in a line, kind of leaning over with their hands on their knees, you know, so their backs are flat. And then we would leapfrog like in a continuous serpent line, like the back person would go through. I just highly recommend this for fun at recess if you ever get a chance.
I do it sometimes. Yeah. In the swimming pool where we like swim under our legs,
ooh,
each other's legs, and just go from the backwards and keep going across the pool and back, and that's really fun.
That's another great way to do it. Oh, wow.
This one time, in my swim team, we had to do this thing where it was three people. One person would be holding the front person's legs, and then the person in the back would be holding the middle person's legs. The person in the back had to kick. The person in the middle had to like hold it all together, and the person in the front had to swim. And I was like, I remember I was being in the middle once, and I was like, like underwater. I was like, bah, and such.
Oh, man.
It was really fun. Crazy.
Well, you all, just have to ask you a question. Have you dated anyone?
No.
No.
Today, we are going to be dating the Earth.
I see what you did there, Katie.
Oh, come on. We need levity here on the planet. Wait. There's just too much gravity.
Do you think we'll be able to figure out when the Earth was created, and then we can call that it's Earth Day?
Ooh, yeah, down to the exact day. Well, we don't know. We have a geochronologist in the studio working out of New Mexico Tech. He came all the way up here from Socorro. Dr. Heisler, Matt Heisler is going to be here in just a second with us on the air. Are you ready to dance here in the studio?
Yeah!
This is Bam Bam. This is for all of you. Just let's get our dancing shoes on. Ready, set? That's it.
Yeah. Can you hear that?
What's up?
eyes for the right, not for the wrong. Come together, let's sit on top. Meekly wait and murmur not. Soon you will find out the man I'm supposed to be.
From a CD called From Bom Bom to Cheerio Baby. Tootsie and the Maytals are in the background, but that's actually Byron Lee and the Dragonairs. You're tuned to the Children's Hour here on KUNM. I'm Katie Stone.
I'm Leela.
Julia.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm Siobhan.
Maggie.
I'm Mia.
Exactly. It's a full house. And that was
Haley.
Yeah, I told you that was only a few of them.
Elliot.
So many awesome crew members. Well, you all, how old do you think the Earth is?
I don't know.
Take a guess. Just throw it out there, a guess.
Million years old.
Million years.
4 billion years old.
Actually, we looked it up and it said 4.5.
Well, I'll tell you who knows is Dr. Matt Heisler. He's from New Mexico Tech's New Mexico Office of Geology. Am I correct?
Almost. Bureau of Geology.
Bureau of Geology. And are you part of New Mexico Tech, the college?
Yes, we're a research division of New Mexico Tech, so we're highly affiliated with New Mexico Tech.
And so you're Dr. Matt?
Dr. Matt is just fine. Matt's fine.
Okay, Matt.
But last name Heisler, yes.
Heisler, Matt Heisler. And thanks for coming all the way up from Socorro to be with us in the Children's Hour.
You're welcome. Great energy in the room this morning.
Oh, thanks. Okay, the obvious simple question is... How do we date the Earth? How do you do this?
Where are you hiding your time machine?
Exactly.
Yes. Well, my students hate this because every time I get asked a question from them, I ask a question back. So I'm going to make you guys work a little bit this morning. So what's your best guess? How do I know?
Yeah, how science.
Know? Science.
Okay. And a time machine.
Science is great. You ever heard of radioactivity?
Yes.
Do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing?
Scary, kind of.
Depends.
If it's inside your body.
Yeah, it can be bad if it's inside your body, but radioactivity is all around you, and we use the concept of radioactivity to date the Earth and date other things around us. And I'm sure you guys, because you're bright young ladies, it's all young ladies this morning.
Well, there's Gray. Gray's guy. He's here somewhere.
Yeah. All right, well, we have one hiding. Yeah. But you probably heard of a half-life, too. Maybe? Yes? No?
Yeah, I have. Half-life.
Like, I've heard of it. I don't know what it is.
We don't quite understand it.
All right. Well, in less than 5 minutes, we're going to teach you all that. And so we use, this is a great town for geochronology because you have a baseball team. What's the name of the baseball team?
Isotopes.
The isotopes. And so geochronologists measure isotopes, not baseball players, but real isotopes that tell us the age of the Earth. And we use this concept of half-life to do that. And because... most everything around you is radioactive at some level. Okay?
Even me?
Yes, inside your body, potassium, which is something I use to measure the age of rocks, is decaying away all the time. And so your body is radioactive. It's not an unhealthy radioactivity. So lots of things are changing into other things. And because we know the rate at which things change, we can measure the isotopes in our rocks to determine the age of the Earth and other things around us.
How do you use measuring? Tool? You have a tool?
We definitely have a tool, a variety of tools. And again, you can look these things up. We use what's called a mass spectrometer to measure the masses of different isotopes, different elements. You all know that the Earth and yourself are made up of many different chemicals, right? Can you mm-hmm. think of any chemical that is in your body?
Anybody? Chemical in your body? Chemical? I'm thinking it's... Yeah, go ahead, Elliot. Yeah.
Does iron count as a chemical?
Absolutely. So your body has and needs iron, and so your body has many, many chemicals. And so there are many chemicals or elements that are radioactive. And so we can measure essentially the what we call the parent, what it starts out as. My specialty is potassium, and it decays to, if you all take a deep breath right now, what did you just breathe in?
Oxygen.
Oxygen. Do you have anything else that you can think of you just breathed in?
Carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide. I heard nitrogen. Okay, so you got the big ones, but you're missing a pretty big one that you're actually breathing right now, and it's probably a gas you may have heard of. It's called argon. Have you ever heard of argon?
Oh, argon.
So the atmosphere that you're breathing has lots of argon in it, and the reason it does is because the earth has lots of potassium, and potassium is radioactive, and it changes into the gas argon, and that gets into our atmosphere. So,
and you can tell because it takes so long for it to change into argon. So once potassium is changed into argon, you know, oh gosh, that must be 6 years old.
Yeah, basically that's the concept. So we can, it takes for a block of potassium, think of it as a, if you had a building block like you might have played with when you were younger. It's, let's say it started all potassium. And if you waited about a billion years, a little more than a billion years, half of it would have changed into argon. Whoa. So that's what we call a half-life. So if there was half potassium and half argon, you would know that a billion years had gone by.
But the Earth is older than a billion years, and we're going to find out exactly how old the Earth is. We're talking to Dr. Matt Heisler. He's from New Mexico Tech. He's a geochronologist, and talking about dating the Earth. You're listening to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. We're going to come back, talk to Dr. Matt Heisler from New Mexico Tech about the age of the Earth. Background Rock the Tabla, and that is Omar Farouk Tabliki and Abdallah Helmi and Jimmy somebody or other, and Rock the Tabla. Thank you, Mary B. And speaking of rocking, golly, we got our own rock and roll scientist right here, Dr. Matt Heisler. He's from New Mexico Tech and the Bureau of Geology here in New Mexico, and he is a geochronologist. The chronology of geo? Is that how it works?
Yeah, I was going to ask the kids, you know, ology. What does ology mean? Maybe?
Study of,
right? Geo, what's that mean?
Rocks.
Rocks or geology? Yes. Or, and cron, what do you think that means?
Cron.
No idea.
Cron.
Cron means cron. Time. So it's the study of time.
Interesting. Interesting. You study how old rocks are. You were talking to us about how you study the half-life of potassium to determine how, which turns into argon, which we are, let's all breathe. We're all breathing in argon. Who knew that until today? And I have to tell you, while I was during the break, it dawned on me that, you know, people say, oh, you need more potassium. You always need potassium in your body. Eat a banana. So bananas have potassium.
They have lots of potassium, and they're nicely radioactive, too.
That is just incredible.
Random banana facts of everyone.
Yeah, random banana facts. Yeah.
So if you eat a banana, you can become Spider-Man.
Okay. And I don't know how that works.
Radio.
But
well, didn't he get like?
Yeah.
Bit by a radioactive spider.
Yeah. If you eat a radioactive banana, you become Banana Man, not Spider Man.
That's the tarantula. Oh, yeah. Look, we can play that song too. And you are tuned to the Children's Hour, and we're talking about dating the Earth. We didn't get to the actual how old is the Earth part, right? So somebody has to ask him.
How old is the Earth?
Yeah, I had a lot of good guesses this morning, and most people guessed very long times. And then I heard somebody say 4.5 billion years. It's a little bit more than that. We can know that very, very well. And the reason we know the age of the Earth, we don't measure usually potassium to do that. We use another radioactive isotope called uranium. And for instance, Grants, New Mexico is famous for its uranium deposits. But so in certain mineral called zircon, which sometimes your mother or father might have as a piece of jewelry, but zircon has uranium in it, and it decays to its daughter lead. And so they have the correct half-life and a bunch of things about uranium that make it useful for dating the age of the Earth. And so we date meteorites, which formed at the same time as the Earth, 4.5 billion years ago. And so it's a very, very long time, and it might be hard to understand how long that is. But so that's mainly the way we know the age of the Earth. And we keep refining it, but we date meteorites, or we date the mineral zircon, to determine the age of the Earth at being about 4.5 billion years old.
Zircon. What does it look like?
I'm a mineralogist too. Zircon is a pretty mineral. Often it's a long tabular mineral in most cases with two points on each end.
Interesting. Hey. Pretty cool. So, Matt, you told me when we were talking before the show that you actually get to study rocks that were brought back from the moon by astronauts. You all, can you believe that? This guy has actually held moon rocks in his hands.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a fantastic new research that we've been doing down at New Mexico Tech and at the Bureau of Geology with the group from UCLA, where that's my alma mater. And so the moon is not as old as the Earth. The moon is a little bit younger.
Dun, dun, dun.
Indeed. The idea is that at some point, something like the size of Mars early on in the Earth history smashed into the Earth and remelted the whole Earth, and a piece of it solidified, for lack of a better word, next to the Earth, and that's the moon. And so that's a little bit younger than the Earth.
Wow. So the moon could have been its own dude, or we could have been the moon around the moon.
Essentially, the Earth made the moon.
It gave Earth to the moon. The moon,
yeah.
The moon. But would we exist without the moon? Is the moon essential to the Earth's sort of place in the universe, literally?
Well, it helps keep us in our place in the universe. But I'm not certain that we would have moved too far or too close to the sun if we didn't have the Earth. You know, we just
or
have
if
to be
we didn't have the moon.
Didn't have the moon holding the Earth.
So it would be a bummer to not have the moon.
If we didn't have the Earth, we would be floating in space and we would be dead because we would run out of air and explode.
There you go. Well, and so studying moon rocks is such a cool thing. How do you guys get them, I guess?
Well, these you probably all heard of the Apollo missions back when I was about your age, watching all the Earth to Moon missions to study the Moon. And so some of those rocks were brought back by the astronauts, and they give us small pieces of those rocks to study. And the Moon is a very great story to tell about the evolution of our solar system. And so we've been, you know, for a variety of reasons, working on the chronology of the moon, because that tells us about essentially the evolution of our whole solar system. And so it's just another piece of science that we would like to understand better. And time, I always say the time dimension is something that we almost always ask when we look at a rock. The first thing people say is, well, how old is that rock? And so there's a lot of interest just in how old things are.
So when you have a rock in your hand, you're able to look at that rock using your various instruments and say, this rock is X years old.
Yes, for the most part. We work with rocks all around the planet. We have many, many people that work in our laboratory that bring us rocks or mail us rocks from all over the world. We have a bunch of rocks from Antarctica and Tibet and the Himalayas and, you know, all around the world for a variety of reasons. In New Mexico, the reason New Mexico has a geochronology lab is because we just have this amazing state with these amazing landscapes and a variety of rocks that are really important to the citizens of New Mexico for probably reasons they don't even understand and don't need to understand, but to understand the water resources or the mining potentials and things like that of this state and these fantastic rocks, time dimension really helps us, you know, get a full picture of how the rocks in New Mexico impact us on a day-to-day basis.
That's fantastic. Where's the youngest part of New Mexico? The youngest rocks.
Yeah, we have essentially two of those that are about 3,000 years old. So now even that sounds like a long time, right? 3,000 years.
Yeah.
But to a geologist, it's sort of a less than a blink of an eye kind of thing. And those rocks, the Valley of Fires near Carrizozo, New Mexico, these beautiful black lavas that float across Highway 380 are about 3,000 years old. And then if you drive to Grants, New Mexico, I guess they're getting highlighted today for some reason. but there's a lava flow right along I-40. It's very, very black. It has no plants on it. It looks like the moon almost. Certainly looks like Hawaii in some respects. It's called the McCarty's lava flow, and it's about 3,000 years old as well. So very young rocks in New Mexico.
Very young. People were here watching that happen, probably. Do you know why you should never lend a geologist money? Matt?
Oh, I don't want to know that because I'd like to them to lend me money.
because geologists think a short-term loan is about 1 million years.
Indeed.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Gary, for that joke. We've been speaking with go ahead, Maggie.
How are rocks even, like, made? Do they, like, grow somewhere, like plants, or are they, like, created from, like, volcanoes or something? Like, how are they, like, created?
Yeah, very good question. Rocks are made in a whole variety of ways, but you mentioned one really good way to make new rocks, and that is through volcanoes. When a volcano erupts, it either has lava or ash that comes out of it, and that gets flows on the Earth's surface, mm-hmm. and it solidifies into a new rock. So we still only have so much material to work with, so we start with rocks that are down deep in the Earth, and they get melted, and then they come to the top of the Earth. So we don't gain or lose any rocks. We just change them.
Oh, except we gain rocks when meteorites fall to the planet.
Oh, that's true. We get some addition from outside the world, don't we?
Yeah.
Isn't there different kinds of rock, sedimentary, and they're, like, made of sediments that are, like, pushed together in, not indigenous, I want to.
Igneous, yeah, you're igneous, saying the right words.
Volcano, made by a volcano, and metamorphic.
Yeah, fantastic. You've been doing your research. So you're right. The three main rock types are sedimentary rocks, which are like the sands and gravels that you see around you right now in by the river. Then there's the igneous rocks, the mountain range that you're looking at or can almost see from here, the Sandia Mountains. That's a big granite. That's a kind of igneous rock. And then, what did you say, metamorphic rocks.
Yeah.
So those are rocks that have been heated up or squished together.
Yeah.
To change, and that's so they metamorphose into a new rock.
That is really cool. Dr. Matt Heisler, he's from New Mexico Tech. He's a geochronologist and here in the state of New Mexico and a rock guy. You know, you're rocking it, Matt. Thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour. All the kids are applauding. Now we know how to date the Earth.
You rock.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you.
So you're tuned to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. This is Talking to the Rocks by Shad Weathersby.
Dig a little deeper through the earth and stone. Dig a little deeper through the crust and bone. Scratch and scrape, shovel and tool. Look a little closer by the sun and the moon. We are talking to the rocks and the rocks talk back. Talking to the rocks and the rocks talk back. Reach a little further under Jacob's well. Pull back the curtain.
certain, only Aztec spell. Buried in the middle of some old pine sap, prehistoric creature, what you think of that? We are talking to the rocks and the rocks talk back. Talking to the rocks and the rocks talk back. Digging, digging, digging up the stones. True confession written on the oracle bone. Written on the oracle bone. Of the ages of Teutonic plates, slowly shifting as the lands take shape. Continents colliding, pressure below. History is passing through the undertow. We are talking to the rocks and the rocks talk back. Talking to the rocks and the rocks talk back. Dig in. Digging, digging up the stones. True religion, written on the oracle bone. Written on the oracle bone. The earth folds over, covers them up. We are talking to the rocks and the rocks talk back. Talking to the rocks and the rocks talk back. Talking to the rocks and the rocks talk back. Talking to the rocks and the rocks talk back. Talking to the rocks and the rocks talk
You've been tuning in to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. We've been delighted to be with you. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. We're at KUNM Kids. I'm Katie Stone, and have a great week. This is our president.
So in love with you. So in love with you, whatever you want to do is all right with me, 'cause you make me feel so brand new. I want to spend my life. Whether times are good or bad, happy or sad.
bone breaker. Oh, and turn around and make up. I just came to see you'd never do that to me, would you, baby? It's being around you is all I see. Stay together, loving you.